track 13, Style Secrets. Stylist to the stars, Alexandra Fullerton, shares some insider tips for creating the perfect capsule wardrobe.
Style Secrets. They're just textiles held together by thread, but the power, the memories, the nostalgia, future possibilities they hold, I just love clothes, says Alexandra Fullerton. During her career, the South Norfolk-based fashion stylist and writer has worked with a host of A-listers, including Kylie Minogue, Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, Florence Welch, Vicky McClure and Naomi Harris, and collaborated with the legendary photographers David Bailey and Rankin. She was Stylist magazine's fashion director for more than 7 years and is a former fashion director at large of Glamour UK. Alexandra has written a best-selling book, How to Dress, holds style sessions across the region, and last year launched the website my3words.co, a curated edit aimed at helping women find their own signature style. Alexandra grew up in Suffolk and Essex and returned to the region when she and her family did a pandemic pivot and relocated from London to Scole near Diss 3 years ago. Growing up, she loved fashion and music. Her ultimate birthday treat would be a trip to Norwich to snoop around the boutiques in the lanes. I used to always do drawings of fashion designs and thought that I wanted to be a fashion designer, but was rubbish in my textiles lessons. I couldn't even thread the machine, she laughs as we chat over coffee at Two Magpies in Norwich. Then, when I was about 14, I realised that there was a job of putting outfits together, and I thought, I could do that. I think from being a very little girl and playing dress-up, like today, I'm going to be Cinderella, now I'm going to be a pirate. I love the power of what your clothes can create. What we choose to wear every day is representative of our mood or how we're feeling. You can put on a power blazer if you've got a serious meeting, or you can go camouflage if you don't want to see anybody that day. You can do anything with your clothes. Alexandra also loved writing, and the first article she ever had in print was a TV review in the East Anglian Daily Times. Channel 5 did their own version of Top of the Pops. I typed up a little 100, 200 words, faxed it into the news desk, and it appeared in the paper the next day. That power of seeing something reaching over other people was addictive, she says. Alexandra attended London College of Fashion, but dropped out in favour of the real-life experience of assisting on magazine photo shoots. And in the evening, she'd be out reviewing gigs for Melody Maker, typing them up in the early hours. I lived at home in Manningtree at the time with my parents. I used to go to Camden with a notebook and write my notes up longhand on the train home. Her big break was getting hired as a fashion assistant for Glamour magazine, where she had access to fabled fashion cupboard, home to the kind of designer pieces that would make any fashion fan swoon. You've got Prada and Gucci and Dior sending things in, and you look at them and you're like, oh my God, it's beautiful. With the very in-demand pieces, sometimes they get sent straight to the shoot and you have 1 hour and then they have to go off to another shoot. So you've got them for moments, she reveals. As someone who was raised on Charlene era of Neighbours, one of the biggest moments of Alexandra's career was jetting to LA to style Kylie Minogue for a shoot to celebrate the singer's 25 years in pop for Stylist magazine. I asked 25 different designers to either create something for her or choose something they wanted her to wear. So we got all of these wonderful special pieces resized for her or made and then spent 3 days in LA. We did one day in a studio, one day in an amazing house overlooking the Hollywood Hills and another day on the street. And we got to know each other so well that at lunchtime we would just sit there and have a lovely chat, she says. In 2017, Alexandra left Stylist to write How to Dress, which has just been reprinted. I wrote it before the big sustainability reckoning happened in fashion, but everything that I've said about how we should be shopping still stands. That if we shop mindfully and considerately, shop with our own personal style in mind, not get swayed by influences, and are true to ourselves, we can have so much more fun doing it, dress better, save money, and not have a wardrobe full of things that we're not going to wear. Most of us will have those mornings when we stare into a cupboard that's bursting with clothes but won't have a clue what to put on. And Alexandra loves delving into people's wardrobes and helping them to dis- discover and rediscover their love of fashion. She offers online and IRL styling services, including wardrobe audits, shopping trips and cataloguing. As she wrote in her book, she's an enthusiastic advocate of the My Three Words approach to shopping and dressing. You choose three words which describe your style and use them as your guide when you're shopping. If the item you're considering doesn't tick those boxes, back on the rack it goes. And if you have an item in your wardrobe that you rarely wear, it's likely that it doesn't fit your style. The idea is that it makes shopping easier and helps you to streamline your wardrobe. Alexandra launched my3words.co last year using the same principle, where she curates shoppable edits around 12 of the key styles, which range from bohemian, rock chic and vintage to colourful, dopamine, classic and comfortable. Often when I find items with the tags still on them in people's wardrobes, they don't fit their three words and they don't wear them because they feel off, says Alexandra, whose own words are 60s, denim and tomboy. The clients that she works with are often going through a life change. She helped one woman who had just come out of a long relationship to inject some colour back into her clothes after years of wearing neutrals. Perhaps someone has gone through body changes, or maybe they're going back to work after having their children, or their kids have started school and they can now regain themselves. The deep dive and the psychological element is so satisfying, she says. And it's not about building a new wardrobe from scratch. I try and work out the relationship that a person has with every item. Maybe someone wants to have outfit options, but they're struggling because they have 30 tops and only two bottoms. Or they've got a fancy dress that they love wearing but never have the occasion. Let's style it differently so that you can wear it every day. It's so joyful and it makes a difference to people.